Welcome to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Writers Nation Radio serves to provide a network and platform of resource and exposure by collaborating with professionals and aspiring writers to bring your message to life. Now, here are your hosts, Shalandra Norman and Kaneen Morgan.
Welcome, 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 Writers Nation. Hello out there. I hope everybody is having an awesome day. I am your host, Shalandra Norman. I have my co-host with me today, my amazing co-host, Kaneen Morgan. How are you today, Kaneen?
Hi, Shalandra. I am doing fabulous. I'm doing great, especially coming off this weekend, which was an awesome weekend for me. So everything is fabulous on my end.
Good. Today I'm just so excited. I'm just so full of joy today because we've gotten, you know, a lot of things accomplished thus far. This is like our first, this may sound a little crazy, but our first last show of the month for the beginning of our, you know, Writers Nation. And it has been a blast, you know, since the beginning. And we're just so excited to be able to offer such great information. And the guests we've had have just been amazing guests, and we, you know, continue to have phenomenal guests, and I'm so excited about our guests that we have today. You know, they have a lot of, you know, very unique and interesting information that's very helpful, you know, to society out there. And, you know, it's like knowledge is key, and you cannot make it with knowledge. You cannot live, you know, a normal life without knowledge. So the knowledge that our guests bring is just, it's amazing, and I'm very, you know, thankful for it. And, you know, Kaneen, I was speaking to you early, speaking of thankfulness and just being, you know, grateful for just so many things. I wanted to include that today and kind of like every day, you know, because it's so many things that we can complain about, but, you know, just the little simple things make a world of difference in our lives. And so I just want to include that segment in today's show of just being grateful. What are you grateful for? Have you just sat down and thought about that? And when that idea came up in my mind, when I, you know, thought about it, I'm like, wow, it really, really calmed me, because I was at a place where I was just doing this and doing that and thinking about this and thinking about that. You know, your mind is just racing. You know, that can happen at nighttime. Have that ever happened to you, Kaneen, where you're just trying to lay down and go to sleep and your mind is steady going?
That happens every single night.
Every single night,
Shalandra.
You're like, okay, stop. It's time to relax and get some rest. We'll pick it up tomorrow. But I thought about that, and I said, wow, you know, what am I grateful for? You know, I'm grateful for so much. And, you know, I said, one key thing that I am grateful for, you know, since all of this, especially starting, you know, this amazing platform, it's just being able to, you know, uplift and encourage my next fellow man. So that really, truly brings, you know, joy to me, honestly. I really appreciate, you know, the listeners that we have, the followers, and just people that are, you know, reaching out to us. So grateful, so thankful that we are able, you know, to offer our assistance and what we have, what we know, and just offer us our time and just being in their, you know, presence and being able to offer value to their life. So I'm very grateful that I'm able to offer value to somebody's life. And you know, our amazing guests today, just reading the titles of their book, so grateful for them to be able to offer value in somebody's life. And especially when you're reaching out to the children. Our children are so important because they're our future. And our guest, Anthony Drago, Go Prove Something, A Basketball Player's Guide to Legally Using Pets. I'm like, wow, you know, he's reaching out. And although I know it's helpful for everyone, but, you know, when we can really reach out to our youth because, you know, like I said, they are our future, that's amazing. And what would you have to offer, Kaneen?
Well, you know, I just would love to say that I'm grateful and I appreciate life because every bit of something in the world adds or contributes to my life, whether it's a lesson learned, whether it's a promotion, whether it's a new client, whatever it may be, it offers a contribution to my life. So, and I'm just so grateful and appreciative of life and recognizing every day not to take life for granted. Mm-hmm. So I'm really, really, you know, really, really learning that and really getting the gist of it and really beginning to understand to take time out. And especially as writers, the importance of taking time out. When you take time out for life, life restores you.
Yes.
So that's, you know, that's really what I'm realizing and appreciating. And just to tell you really quick, because I know we're going to be bringing up the guests real quick. Mm-hmm. So, Shalonda, I mentioned to you that I take in Landmark Forum this weekend.
Yes.
So to those who don't know what Landmark Forum is, it's a self-development, self-awareness course that really, really kind of gets you out of your own way.
Yes.
So this weekend I had a lot of insight, but one thing I wanted to say was the seminar is an all-day seminar. So it's from 9 in the morning to 10 at night, and you don't really get a lot of breaks in between. So during the seminar, I was a little bit frustrated because I didn't have enough. I didn't really take time out a few days before because I just had some projects online. I wanted to complete the projects. So I didn't have a lot of time to really get efficient rest. And out of that, I could not enjoy fully on the first day what they were offering me. So, and that's when I really began to understand about life, and it just brought back memories of what I, you know, my agreement to myself is really appreciate and enjoying life. Because when you appreciate life, you take time out to make sure you're fully equipped to receive what you're supposed to receive.
Right. Wow.
Yes. Thank you. One thing I want to say, though, what she said, what the instructor said to me, and she was coaching me. You know, I got up on a stage and I had a few questions about why certain things was occurring in my life and things like that. So one thing she said to me is, I'm just going to give a quick short story. She said, "You're not connected to reality." I'm like, "What? How did you say that to a writer? Like, how, what do you mean I'm not connected to reality?" We live in our imagination. That's our job.
I'm sorry, looking for a new co-host. I'm looking for. I'm just joking.
So,
oh, go ahead.
You know, so when she began to break it down, I realized the importance of being connected to life because that's really what reality is, where you're aware of your surroundings, you're aware of life. And you stay in that moment. So as a writer, and I want to ask that, I want to offer those to come into the caller queue, certainly after we bring out our guests, to come up and answer these questions where we can begin to support you. So I want to know as well, as a writer or whatever you may be pursuing, whether business, school, when are you connect? How do you, in other words, like for me, because I write, I'm always in the mode of writing. I'm always in the mode of thinking, what's next? So when she said to me, "You're not connected to reality, that's when I begin to realize because I'm always in what's next, what's going to happen next, instead of remaining in what's now. So as a writer, what do you do to connect to writing? And then to get back into life, what do you do to reconnect to yourself, which is reality?
Right.
So I just wanted to ask, you know, everyone that, and I'm going to offer that question again after our guest and before we bring up our next guest. So you just go and press 1 to come into the caller queue shortly, and we'll begin to answer those questions. And we want to hear from you. We definitely want to hear from you. We have a lot to offer. We have a lot of support that we want to give to you. So thank you, Shalonda, and turn it back to you.
Wow, that's awesome, Panice. Awesome, awesome, powerful nuggets and a powerful question. How do we connect to something? How do we connect to, you know, life, reality? Awesome. How do I connect? How do I connect? I put myself in it. You know, and that's even when I connect to people. I listen to what we're, you know, discussing or what we're sharing, and I put myself in it as if, okay, this is happening to me, or as if, what if I had to do this, or that or whatever, you know, the conversation is, so I'm able to relate, you know, to connect and relate and be able to offer true, you know, wisdom or advice or whatever it is that they're needing. So that's an awesome mind stimulating and definitely get you out of your comfort zone question. So right now, we hope that, you know, you got something out of our little conversation there, and because that's, you know, those are our intentions, to make sure, you know, that we're helping someone, you know, out in Writers Nation's world. And so right now we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we have such a phenomenal guest. He's going to share some information, his new book that he has out now, and some other information that he's currently involved in. And so we want you guys to stay tuned and hold on. We shall be back right after this break.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome back, listeners. I am Kaneen Morgan, your host, and here with me I have Shalonda Norman, a co-host, and we are going to be offering a wonderful, wonderful treat. Upcoming, we have our special guest, Anthony Drago. Hope I pronounced his last name correctly, but here's what I want to say really quick before we bring him up. I am so glad to have him a part of the Writers Nation and coming on, because he offers something very special. And what I mean by that is because he creates and trains the youth how to become really great leaders, and that's so important in today's world. And also, he really dives into the anti-bullying culture, and that's such a hot topic lately that's going on, and we really want to find out how to really get rid of those things. And, I mean, sometimes some things we just can't get rid of, but really how to just handle it and know how to become most positive from it. What can you get out of the experience? So we want to welcome Anthony. Anthony, are you there?
I am. How are you?
I am wonderful, Anthony. How are you?
Unbelievable. Amazing.
And thank you from New York, right?
I am. I grew up in New York. I currently live in New Jersey. You know how everyone from New York moved to Jersey eventually. Well, that's what I did.
Yes. Well, thank you. Welcome. I'm not going to tell you what Shalonda said about New Yorkers earlier.
That's all right.
I love New Yorkers.
Uh-huh. I'm just joking.
I love you guys. She's from Texas, but it's just so nice, you know, to hear someone that's very close. And I'm in the New Rochelle area in New York. So welcome again to Writers Nation Radio. Just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I got to commend you guys. I mean, listening to people speak from a positive mindset and inspired and focused on helping others, as opposed to like you were talking about earlier with, you know, the same thing, different day, and everyone complaining about things. It's a great feeling. So anytime I can connect and speak with people who have the same mindset that I do, it's a wonderful thing. So I commend you guys, number one, first and foremost.
Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. Well, a little bit about myself. I just, you know, as you guys mentioned about the book coming out, I've been working with basketball players probably now for the last, I'd say, 12 to 14 years. And mm-hmm. one thing I noticed over that time is I'm focused on pretty much not so much the skill work, but more so the mental aspect and the body work. I initially started with the body. And, you know, being an advocate of the personal development industry for like the last 20 to 25 years, I found that, you know, you can change a lot in your life, if not everything in your life, with the way you develop your mind and the way you control your mind. So
yes.
once I started grasping that concept, I kind of, you know, I guess, combined the two of them. And what I'm doing now is that's where, number one, the book came in, but that's what I also started doing with the training of the kids. So, you know, I've worked with kids as young as, you know, 6 years old, and I have a few guys that I worked with that are playing overseas professionally, a couple guys that played in the D-League. But it's not so much about those guys. It's about who they become off the court. That's my main focus. You know, everything is great on the basketball court, but what are they becoming when they leave? And I'll tell you a story later about one of my favorite players that I ever played, that I coached and worked with, and I'll tell you a story about him later on, but unbelievable.
Okay.
So that's pretty much, a quick, in a nutshell, what I'm doing.
So your book, because I love it, so is the book released yet or is it going to be released?
No, it actually, it's a week, yesterday it was released. It was released on Sunday of last
mm-hmm.
week, and it is now available on Amazon in both the physical copy and an ebook version.
Okay.
And it was, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, and go ahead and tell everyone the name of your book.
The name of the book is called Go Prove Something, and the title is actually synonymous with the name of my training company, which is GPS, and it stands for Go Prove Something. So we came up with, you know, it's a great way to not only, you know, teach the kids about going to prove something and not to anyone else but themselves. And that's the key. But it's also, you know, it also helps me build my brand because it's everything is going to be under the same umbrella, so to speak. So it's Go Prove Something, a basketball player's guide to legally using PEDs. Now, you know, you've heard of all the PEDs in the news with, you know, Alex Rodriguez and all the sports stars and all the illegal drugs, their performance enhancing drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was basically to get people to be like, what the heck is this guy talking about? Which I'm sure most people do.
I hear what I thought. I'm like, wait, what? What is this? I thought, I'm like, okay.
Right. Yeah. I had a woman on Facebook. She goes, are you really telling kids to go out and legally use performance enhancing drugs? I hope it's just a pun. And it is. It's not so much a pun, but it's a play on words to get people talking. And PEDs in my world and in my book stands for performance enhancing decisions. You know, and when you look at it that way, you know, it's every decision you make. Is it enhancing your performance or is it a detriment to your performance?
That's awesome.
Right, so that's kind of like a play on word that, you know, I'm very big with the acronym, like GPS, stands for Go Prove Something.
Right.
So, you know, everything that I try to do, I try to relate it to what the kids, you know, can understand, and not only the kids, but the adults as well.
Wow. You know, you really said something that was powerful about what, you know, like you use PED because most people would think that it's a drug. And we spoke about, Shalonda and I spoke about this last week where how do you take something like something that creates attention, that draws attention. So the first thing for me when I saw PED, I began to do research, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, so I wanted to know more about it, just the fact that you mentioned about the PED. So I want to commend you on it. That is very powerful. And I want to ask really quick, before I turn over to Shalonda, what made you write this book?
You know, I've been writing this book probably for the last, I'd say, 15 years in my mind. You know, everything I've done when speaking with the kids, and it was just, I mean, is it the right time? No, but it just, it had to get out, and I needed to really get the information out to these kids because I see, you know, my wife and I a couple years ago, almost 2.5 years ago now, adopted my son, and he's, you know, almost 2.5 now, and, you know, I look at his life growing up, like, where's it going to be when he's 12 and 14 and 16? You know, it's like, I'm scared for him because of the way this world is going. So as you were stressing in the beginning about the anti-bullying, I honestly believe that personal development and understanding how to, you know, develop a positive mindset and getting these kids to think, you know, in good terms as opposed to bad is really the anti-bullying, because the bullying happens when people aren't happy in themselves. They don't believe in themselves.
Absolutely.
They're looking for ways to feel better.
Absolutely. Wow. And you know, you said something very powerful as well, where the anti-bullying come from, and usually, you know, it's because they're afraid of something or whatever it may be. And when you think about for those, you know, who, you know, maybe who use drugs or who are, you know, who's doing something, it all stems from fear of something. And then, you know, so it all comes from, like, the anti-bullying is violence. When you fear something or you try to move away from something, you know, that's when all these different things begin to show up and pop up. And I just want to say one thing, and we offered this as a weekly tip in on our Facebook page, The Writers Nation. Mm-hmm. It was something very powerful, which we love, Shalana and I, and you said, if you truly have a conviction for your message, don't stop until it's out in the universe. And you just mentioned that it took you 15 years to complete this book. So I really commend you on that, because you're doing something great in the world with the youth. But also you stood with conviction, and because you, this is a message that you believed in, and you brought it forth no matter how long it took. So I love that you've done that. I really want to commend you on that. I have a lot of questions, but I'm going to turn them to Shalanda, because I'm sure she has a lot of questions as well. So Shalanda.
Yes. Thank you very much, Kinnean. Hi, how are you, Anthony?
Every day gets better whenever you have a chance to try to, you know, develop the kids and the youth and the adults as well. But, you know, with the kids, for me, is the you know, the biggest focus.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you know, you're doing some great things, and this is awesome, because the youth, you know, of course, like I said earlier, they are so important. You're also doing some personal development and body mechanics things as well. So I wanted you to kind of, like, explain that a little bit.
No, absolutely. And, I mean, being a basketball player for over 30 years, and, you know, I was working with ABA professional franchise as the assistant general manager and coach and assistant coach, I should say, and director of player development. And I've just been around basketball pretty much my whole life. So focus has been primarily about basketball. So what we do is, what I've done is, I go around and I connect with skill development trainers. Those are the guys who teach, you know, all the basketball drills, the development of the player's actual skills, you know, the shooting, the passing, the dribbling, the defense, all those things. So what I've done is I've, you know, networked with them and connected with them, and I'll come in and we'll do a joint clinic where I come in, I do the personal development aspect. So we always start every clinic with personal development, meaning, you know, about anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour, depending on the length of time we have. And we go forward with the personal development, teach them little things about, you know, the belief in themselves and, you know, how to focus properly, you know, how to carry your body for confidence. And then we go into actually training how to move the body. Now, most people, you know, when they go to and they do basketball training clinics and they do speed, agility, and quickness, that's proper body mechanics. And what they do is they just run the kids through drills. They'll, you know, bring out all the tools and have them do, you know, all the bells and whistles, but they're not actually training them and teaching them. And what I do is take it from the standpoint of actually teaching them. So we'll do different drills to teach them how to move their body, how to change direction properly, how to lower their center of gravity to, you know, put less stress on their joints. So it's pretty much, you know, a mind, body, and skills training, whereas, again, we start with the mind, in the middle is the body, and then at the end is skills, because it doesn't matter how good your skills are. If your mind isn't right, it doesn't matter. And then in the same token, you could be the most mentally strong person in the world, and you can have the best skills in the world. But if you're injured because your body isn't right, it doesn't matter if you're not on the court to play. So that's why we kind of do it in that way, mind, body, and skills, in that order.
Wow. Mind, body, and skills. That is so good. Now, do you get any, I guess, like any type of success stories from the kids, the ones that you have trained and now they're out maybe in college or maybe playing, you know, a professional sport? Do you get any type of success stories from them or thank you, I really appreciate, this is what I'm doing now? Or do you get any type of success stories from any of the children?
Oh, well, I absolutely do. I mean, without a doubt. And what I was speaking about before, with my favorite stories, I actually have one of my players that I worked with from the time he was a sophomore in college, and then I worked with him for like 2-3 years, and then now he's actually overseas playing professionally in Paris, and he's like one of the best players out there. They have billboards of him in the supermarkets, and he's like a god out there. That's fantastic. But my favorite story, and the story that exemplifies everything that I'm about, is a gentleman by the name of Julian Bendicke. Now, this young man came over from Africa. This is going back about, I'd say, 8 years, 9 years now. And he came back. He came over from Africa with a specific goal to play in the NBA. And we worked with him. He became a very good player. He went down to college in Florida. He played college. He didn't really do that great, and he didn't make it. He didn't. He didn't even play overseas or anything like that. Now, he could have said, you know what? I'm going back home. I didn't make it. But what he did was he busted his butt. He used everything that we learned here, and he now is a microbiologist in Florida. And here's the best part. And the best part is that he says to me every day, he calls me Yoda. So he says, Yoda, he goes, you have no idea what you've done for me. You know, I took everything you learned, everything I taught you taught me about, you know, the mental aspect, the body and life, about how to apply the basketball knowledge to life and all the times, you know, you picked me up and took me places. He goes, everything you taught me, he goes, I am the man I am today because of you.
Wow.
And for me, that beats 10 guys, 20 guys playing in the NBA and going to the Hall of Fame. That for me is exemplifies everything that I'm about.
Well, thank you for that story. That, you know, it just continued to prove that, you know, when you do something for others, you know, the reward is so much greater than just, you know, a material reward, but just somebody coming back to you to say thank you. Thank you for helping me. You know you're walking and fulfilling your purpose here because, you know, we're all here for one another, so we all need one another. That young man needed you. Look at him now. And
right,
if you
were
not available, you know, we don't know. But, you know, thankfully you were available. So, you know, it's awesome. You're doing some great things, and we really commend you. We're so excited for you, and we cannot wait to continue to help, you know, promote you all over social media because, you know, children are, you know, special, they're important, and they make a huge difference, you know, in today's world. So thank you so much, Anthony, for your time and everything. And, you know, with the anti-bullying, what you're doing for that. Now, I want to complete a book, hopefully this year, if not certainly next year, but hopefully this year, regarding bullying. And just can you share just a little bit of light on bullying as far as, like, what prompt you? Have you seen a lot of it? Were you bullied when you were a young, you know, little boy? Or, you know, what prompt you to say, I'm going to, you know, start this off as far as the bullying campaign, anti-bullying campaign?
Well, the thing that for me mostly was, I mean, yeah, I was bullied a little bit in high school, nothing, you know, drastic, you know, just the normal things that kids go through.
Uh-huh.
But what I've seen nowadays is it's more of a mental bullying, not as much as the physical, where, you know, these kids, they do something or someone posts pictures and it's on every social media site and, you know, people are commenting and this and that. And, you know, no longer the days of, you know, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Now it's sticks and stones will break my bones and names will make me, you know, want to commit suicide. You know, and that's
exactly.
Yeah,
so true.
You know, so, I mean, the biggest thing that I can tell you is, like, the first chapter of the book, which, you know, I didn't even get a chance to tell you, but I used the backdrop of building a house.
Mm-hmm.
And I show the, you know, take the readers and the kids through the steps of building a house, because it's kind of, you know, basic. You build the foundation, you frame it, you know, you have to put in all your systems, you enclose everything, the roof and siding. So it's a very simple process to follow regardless of your age. But the main thing with chapter one, which I call the foundation, is that for the mental aspect, it's all about, you know, developing your belief, number one, in yourself, because it doesn't matter what you do or how you do it. If you don't believe in yourself first and foremost, then you're not going to do anything and no one's going to believe in you. Right. So that's the first part. The second part is what you were talking about in your monologue, gratitude. You know, if you don't appreciate what you already have and what you've accomplished, then how are you going to have the desire for more? And that's the third part of the mental foundation. So if you don't believe in yourself, you won't appreciate what you have and you won't have a desire for more. So that to me is the basis and the starting point for all the anti-bullying, because, you know, you get these kids to believe in themselves and they get them to start thinking from an opportunity standpoint as opposed to, you know, a negative standpoint or obstacle standpoint. It changes the way they view everything, and that then can filter over into their lives and into all aspects, into their schooling. And, you know, the parents, my hope is that the parents, you know, like when I do my clinics, a lot of the parents sit in the stands and they do, you know, they listen up. And what happens is, they afterwards, they're like to me, they're like, wow, that was amazing. I love it. You know, I've never had anyone speak to my children like that, because it's teaching them that, you know, it's okay to fail. You know, we tell them in the beginning of clinics, it's okay. We're not going to accept no mistakes. You have to make mistakes, because if you don't make mistakes here, that means you're not working hard enough.
Right.
You know, so
yes.
I think the same thing with the mind. You're going to have to go out if you're starting a business, if you're, you know, you're writing a book, whatever it is. You have to make mistakes. If you don't make mistakes, then you're not doing the right thing because you're not learning.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well,
we hear that all the time. That is so
yes.
true.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, Anthony, we would just inform our producers, as far as having you back on a second show. So if you're mm-hmm. available, we would love to have you back because we'd love to ask you more questions and especially
yes.
what you're doing, we want to get more involved into it. So we're going to go to break shortly, but do you have the availability to come back for the second show?
Absolutely. Absolutely, without a doubt. I love the format you guys are doing. And like I said, you guys are wonderful people just being able to, you know, promote positivity in a world where negativity is sells. You know, you guys are doing the opposite, and that's pretty much how you become successful. You know, do the
yes.
opposite of what everyone else is doing.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. So let me ask you this before we go to break, Tony. Do you know how to sing?
I think I do, but my wife doesn't.
So I was going to ask, let's sing together, I Love New York.
You know what?
I'm just joking. I said, just to tease Shalonda.
I really do love New York.
Oh, no, I do too, but I think that if you sing it, you might be considered one of the crazy people that do that in the street. or a Taurus.
Exactly, right? Like, you're the Taurus, right? They do things like that.
Right. You can wear the shirts,
okay.
too.
Yes. All right, so we're going to be going to break, and Anthony, stay with us, and
yes.
we'll be right back. Thank you so much.
Texas Authors, Inc. is the only nonprofit organization that supports and markets Texas authors exclusively. We have created proven programs and events that give an author the extra boost in knowledge and skills to sell their book. Join us at txauthors.com.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com. Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome back, Writers Nation. We are here with our amazing guest, Anthony Drago. You know, we just ended up, we went to commercial, but before we went to commercial, we were talking about the campaign that Anthony is doing, the anti-bullying. And I just wanted to mention to you, Anthony, about bullying. You mentioned that, you know, you were in today's society that, you know, now that it's more social media and, you know, more mental bullying now. And I would say that is so true, but I cannot not say that, you know, I think that some adults, you know, definitely encourage, you know, our youth to bully. I think that, you know, we all, you know, like we all learn from one another. So we learn, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, the different. So especially our youth, you know, they don't know a lot about life, and they don't know, you know, until someone teaches them. So when you mention that, we can't help but to say that we see a lot of it starting from the adults. You know, a lot of it, a lot of the, you know, social media bullying and, of course, you know, definitely TV. But we see a lot of that coming from, you know, the adults. And it's like, you know, we got to start from where it started. You know, we got to get to the root of the bullying. You know, I think that just as well as we're teaching our youth, we need to also teach and encourage one another to not portray, you know, any type of bullying acts or promote, you know, or support any type of bullying act coming coming from one another, coming from the adults, because children see that. And then they pick it up and think that it's okay because they see, you know, someone else doing it, you know, an adult that's doing it. So I think that that should definitely be included. And, you know, I definitely, you know, certainly highlighted myself, you know, when writing it and speaking on it because, you know, I was bullied too when I was a little girl. And, you know, now that I'm an adult, I see that, you know, a lot of, you know, adults that are doing it. And I seriously, you know, speak against it. You know, I like entertainment and I like, you know, a lot of different things. But when it gets out of hand and when it really affects that person mentally or let's just say psychologically and it really causes them to not believe in themselves or really hinder them in some type of way, then that's a problem. But just in fun and games, and because guys do it a lot and it's just in fun and games and it's just the way that guys relate to one another, you know. So, you know, but when it becomes personal, then it becomes a problem. Go ahead, Anthony.
I mean, you hit the nail on the head there. It starts with the parents, and that really is a lot of the problems in the youth sports today is the parents, because the parents are living vicariously through their children. They didn't make it.
Yes.
They think they should have, and they think that their child is not so much their meal ticket, but that their child is going to make it, and that they're the best thing since sliced bread. So what? That's why, you know, whenever we do the clinic, we're actually going to be launching another type of a clinic where it's going to be parent and child clinics, where the parents actually come on the court, you know, or the field, whatever we're going to do, and they listen to the mental aspect, and then they work on the skill aspect. That way, when their kids go home and they want to work on things and they want to train things, the parents know what they learned because they were there, and they understand,
really,
and they went through the same thing, and in the same breath, they sat through the mental aspect. So now, when the kids are saying about their dreams and what they want to do, the parents aren't always telling them no because they didn't make it and be realistic because, you know, the parents are thinking, hey, maybe I can lose that extra 25 pounds I've been trying to lose for the last 20 years, you know. Maybe I can start that business, you know, that network marketing business or whatever it is that, you know, my friends told me about. Why can't it be me? And if they start dreaming again, they start dreaming with their kids, why can't they do it? You know, and so I think that it starts with the parents, but the parents have to be willing to accept it as well. And that's why it's imperative that, you know, not only with my book, but with anything else out there, that the parents grasp what the kids are reading. Because if you get the book for your child, it's great, but you read it too. Because that way you'll understand what they're reading and it'll get you thinking again.
Exactly. And you get them, you know, communicating and being able to relate, you know, to their child,
right,
especially, you know, teenagers, because they're dealing with so much growing up and everything is going on in the inside.
Absolutely.
And who am I and what is this feeling and I don't even understand this and don't understand that. And so, you know, it's very important that, you know, parents are able to connect and relate to, you know, their children. So, well, that's awesome. This is definitely awesome. And I know also earlier you mentioned that it took you 15 years, of course, to complete this, you know, this great, great work. And what I wanted to know is, did you complete it by yourself, or did you hire a ghostwriter, or what was the process as far as you completing it?
Well, just to clarify, I didn't start writing it 15 years ago, but it's been in my mind for the last 15 years, if that makes sense. Where I've been saying, I need to get this out, and I just never did, and I didn't follow my own GPS mindset. I didn't go prove something, but I finally decided to do it to myself, where I had to say, you know what, it's time. So I literally, and this is no joke, I was doing it, I wrote it, probably I started within the last, like, it took about a year from start to finish, but when I was doing it, I was doing it in the middle of the night. I was doing it, you know, on my 8-minute train ride that I had, you know, from when I get off the bus in Manhattan to the subway for 8 minutes. I was doing it, literally, I wrote most of it on my phone initially. And then I transferred it from my phone onto my Mac computer into the pages and tried to format it and everything. And then I eventually transferred that into Word. And I was preparing everything, you know, to do it a self-publishing. And then this publisher, Maurice Bassett, I've known for years, probably for like the last, I think, 6 years. I met him from a networking group online from years ago. And I didn't even realize he was a publisher. And we had spoken about it. And then he's like, oh, you know, it's not ready yet. He goes, but, you know, work on it and then, you know, let me know. And then I reached back out to him. He said, well, let me take a look at it again. And a couple of days later, he goes, oh, okay, I want to move forward. I'm like, really? He's like,
wow.
Yeah. I was like, okay, And then that was it. So from start to finish, that was probably the beginning of December. So it probably, once everything was, you know, I finished writing everything and was promoting and, you know, pitching it to agents and, you know, publishing companies. And then once he took over, it probably took about 4 months start to finish to get everything done.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that's true. I remember sharing that with several individuals. They asked, because a lot of authors, and sometimes they clarify, and sometimes, like you just clarified, didn't take me 15 years to write it. It just, you know, the thought was there 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people will ask you, you know, how long did it take? It seems like it always take you, you know, people a long time to write, you know, a book. And I'm like, you know, it comes up. The thought is there. You can write it down. The thought, what you would write down, that title or whatever it is that you want to, you know, write about. And, you know, it's, of course, it's up to you to just sit down and write it. But sitting down, the part, just sitting down and writing it, and once you sit down and you get into that flow, that rhythm of just writing, those thoughts, they will just pour out of you because it's there and it's been there. So, you
exactly.
know, over the years, just things just, you know, come together, they pile up. And a lot of times, some authors, and I know with myself, when I wrote my book, it was like I wanted to create the ending that I wanted, and not a bad ending, not a ending that, oh my, you know, this is just the way it is, because I never think like that. I'm like, no, this is not what it is. It is what it is. No, it's not, because, you know, you can change, you know, whatever is going on in your life and make it the way you can create, you know, what you want.
Exactly.
As far as like the ending results of your, you know, whatever it is that's going on in your life. And so I was like, no, you know, not just yet. It's going to come, but I'm not, you know, I'm just not complete yet with it. I'm just not ready yet. And so when I did complete it, when I actually sat down and wrote it, after the end results were the way that I knew and believed that they would be, it took me, honestly, a week. It took me a week to sit down. And like you, I was up through the midnight hours writing nonstop. And so those are like the best time, especially when you, and I think you mentioned you have a 2-year-old or 2.5-year-old.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a 4-year-old. So that is like my best time, period.
Mm-hmm.
To relax and everything, because they will keep you busy for the most part. Mm-hmm. So that's
right.
Good. That's a great tip. Great tip. And now you mentioned that you would talk, you would record through your phone or write. You would write through your phone. And then
I would use the note application on my phone and write everything on the phone, and then, you know, send it to my email and then copy and paste it into the Word. And
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
yeah.
I'm like, okay, now what app is this? Now what is this you're doing? Tell us about that. Okay.
I've heard of people doing that. They've transcribed it, you know, through voice, and then just, I guess they have the technology where they can, you know, put the recording in and it transcribes it into text. I don't know, but I've heard that people do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So that's, you know, really, really good.
There's always
bad,
a way if you're committed. That's the bottom line.
Well, let me ask you this question. As far as, like, you know, with writing and everything, and, you know, going through with the process of, you know, getting it published. Now, you said that you met the guy a while ago, and then, you know, once you completed everything and, you know, he read over everything and he was like, let's do this. Now, did he help you publish it, or is he your publisher, or how, you know, what is the relationship again with
He's the publisher. Yeah, he is the publisher.
Okay,
He actually publishes a gentleman by the name of Steve Chandler, and if you Google Steve Chandler, he's written over 30 books, and I think he's in like 24 or 28 countries. And he's a life coach, business coach. He's, you know, done things for Fortune 500 companies and CEOs. I mean, he's a wonderful, wonderful man. And he actually wrote an endorsement for the book, which was fantastic.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And as far as, before, did you ever consider, before the meeting this guy, well, I guess not, because you met him before you actually complete the book, and I was going to ask you, did you ever consider self-publishing?
I actually was. I mean, I was working on everything on my own, where I was formatting everything. I had formatted Microsoft Word to, you know, the right format for CreateSpace, so I can upload it there, and I've uploaded it there and was looking at it, see if it's laid out right. So I was pretty much ready to do self-publishing. And then, you know, as it happened, he's like, okay, I want to move forward. I was like, okay. So then we just moved forward, and he took care of everything, you know, the cover, the interior design. I have some fantastic illustrations that are at the beginning of each chapter that basically is a a synopsis of the chapter in a picture. And so it's like, you know, the illustrator took my words, about a paragraph and a half of each chapter synopsis, and he created a picture based on the words. So I actually get to see my words and my ideas in picture format. It's mind-blowing. But yeah, he did everything. It's fantastic. I can't give him – I have so much gratitude for him. Again, his name is Maurice Bassett, and he's a wonderful, wonderful man.
Oh, yeah.
Is he a traditional publisher?
Yep, he is. He just works on things that are – that he's passionate about. So he's not a big, you know, a huge publishing company, but he works on projects that he's very passionate about. And then, you know, things for, you know, just like life coaching and things of that nature. So I'm going to be working on some other things that, you know, going forward – that are going to be more for the general public as opposed to, but it's going to be geared towards the youth and the adults as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. That's really good. So, well, Anthony, what is like, can you tell us what is like your main message that you would like to get out to others? Like speaking on this platform right now, what would you like to say to, you know, the youth or just the general public?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Kaneen, is there a... Hello? I think there was a little connection. Yeah. You're there. Can you hear
me?
I think she had a little connection problem there. But
Okay.
She'll come back. Yeah, I think something.
Okay. I'm still here.
I'm going on, but she'll come back. But what I wanted to know, can you just give like your main message or what would you like to convey to the people out there or to your youth or to everyone as far as your main message and what you're doing and why you're doing it?
Well, first and foremost to the youth, I want them to stop listening to everyone's negativity and start believing in yourself and start believing that you can do anything you set your mind to if you believe in it. You know, no one else is going to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself first. That's first and foremost.
Absolutely.
You have to believe in yourself. You know, and I want them to have fun. And in you know, in the same way I use the acronyms, fun, in my opinion, for parents and for kids is forget unneeded negativity or unnecessary negativity. Forget it. You know, and that's the acronym, fun. You know, so just have fun in life and, you know, in school and at home, just have fun. And for the parents, let your kids learn. Let them grow. Don't force them to do things that they don't want to do when they're at the age that they, you know, have a say in it and that they can make decisions on their own. And start leading by example. Show them. Don't just tell them. You know, in my book, I even say, you know, my dad used to tell me when I was younger, don't do as I do as I say. And to me, that never made sense. You know, it's like, you know, as a leader and as a, you know, a coach and a mentor, how can I expect you to do something that I'm not prepared to do myself?
That's true.
You know, you don't go to a divorced marriage counselor. You know what I mean? You know, you're not going to go to a guy to, you know, a personal trainer to get in the best shape of your life if the guy is, you know, 350 pounds.
That's right.
You know, you have to be the example. You know, so that's why I tell the parents, be the example that you want your kids to be.
That is so true. I know whenever I'm correcting my little four-year-old and some things that I tell him, and, you know, especially when, you know, when they just have no conviction, no, they're just, everything they say, they're like okay with it. They don't really understand right from wrong when speaking. And I'll say, do not do that. Well, you did it.
Yep.
And I'm
they
like,
see everything.
Okay, what
they
can
see
I
everything.
Say? I don't want to hear you say that. You said it.
Yep.
And so when I may say, okay, let's be quiet, or, hey, shut up, I don't want to hear that. Don't tell me to shut up. You said shut up is a bad word, so you're right. Those are like little simple, small examples, but, you know, just think, you know, if they were bigger and greater and could really affect, you know, your child's life negatively, like you said, and just really cause them to go down the wrong path. So that is absolutely truth. That is so true. So we really appreciate, you know, you, Anthony, and appreciate the things that you're doing and the message that you are sending out there because we need it. We need
And Anthony,
I have a
question for you as well.
Sure.
So I wanted to ask you because, you know, we all have a vehicle which leads, you know, to becoming our greater selves. And one of the tools that you use, the vehicles that you use is basketball. So for me, one of the tools that I use is writing. So do you incorporate writing at all in terms of when you're training or maybe as far as your team to write down goals or to write down their aspirations or their vision? Do you do any of that?
Well, generally, we don't have the time to do that. But what I am working on developing right now, I'm actually going to be part of, and you know, you can, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Liberty Games that they do in Manhattan. And basically, mm-hmm. it's a this woman developed this program where they have volleyball players, girls volleyball players from all over the world, come to New York and get the whole New York treatment, the whole, you know, red carpet, and go out to shows. And we're going to be incorporating basketball this year as well. And I'm on pretty much the board of it to develop this. And we're going to be working on the personal development and the body aspect of it. And I'm actually working on a standalone personal development program that can be utilized where what you're talking about, how the writing aspect, where we have the kids go through a goal setting workshop and have them brainstorm, and not only brainstorm, but heartstorm what they really feel, you know? And so we're going to be doing things like that going forward, but in the clinics, it's tough to do because you don't really have enough time. It's like my time is so cramped and I just want to get as much as I can to them as quickly as possible.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is awesome. And when you do start the program, definitely contact myself and Shalonda.
Yes.
We'd love to, you know, be a part somehow, especially with the writing process. And especially with leading the youth. I love that, and self-development and really empowering the youth. So we want to thank you so much. We're going to be going to break. But before we go to break, we want to ask you, how can people contact you? Your website, your book. How can they get it? How can they purchase your book? And also, if someone, like, what age group do you teach? If someone wants to find out about the program, how can they find out?
Sure. Well, first, my website is Anthony M, as in Matthew Drago.com. So it's AnthonyMDrago.com. That's where I have, you know, I'm working on the website. It's up, but it's still, you know, under construction as far as developing it the way I need it to be. But the book is available on Amazon, like I said, in either physical paperback or an ebook version. And it's moderately priced at $8.57 for the ebook and $11.95 for the physical book. So it's not, you know, like I tell people, it's not going to, you know, the cost is not going to change your standard of living, but the information and the knowledge that you get and the actions you take most certainly will. So that being said, you know, as far as age groups, we are doing anywhere from third grade and up. I think once they hit like that third grade, like that 9 to 10 years old is when they start to grasp the concept of, you know, competition and what really, you know, developing is. So I think from third grade and up is what we're going to be focusing on. You know, and again, we can do anything from, you know, professional teams, college teams, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. The information is the same. And if they grasp it, you know, at you know, age 10, they can grasp it, you know, at age 20, you know?
Okay. Exactly.
Wow. That's good. And again, one more time, what is the name of your book?
The name of the book is Go Prove Something, A Basketball Player's Guide to Legally Using PEDs.
All right. Thank you so much for being on our show. We welcome you back again. We would love to hear an update of what you're doing and how the group is accomplishing their goals and things like that. And again, we welcome you back on the show. We welcome you to also like us on Facebook at The Writers Nation. And we thank you so much, Anthony, for being on the show. You have an awesome day.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you so much. And you guys keep doing what you're doing. It's fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, listeners, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Wednesdays at 10:30 Central Time, tune in to Workshop Wednesdays with your host, Tony Gambone. Tony speaks with small business owners, entrepreneurs, authors, and experts who share their stories of success. The best way to find success is to listen to the successful and use their experiences to find your own success. That's what Workshop Wednesdays is all about. To learn more and listen to the show, visit workshop-wednesdays.com. Workshop Wednesdays.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
All right, welcome back, listeners. I am Kaneen Morgan, and we have Shalonda Norman here We want to thank you so much for listening. And again, we want you to like us on Facebook by going to the Writers Nation, and also Shalonda, the information for Twitter.
Yes, we now have a Twitter page, everyone. It's at Writers_Nation, and that's at Writers with the S on the end of Writer, _Nation. Definitely tweet us, you know, your information about the show, what you like about it, what you think we should add, take away, your comments about our phenomenal guest, Anthony Drago, and just, you know, something that you would like, if you have a question or if you would like for us to reach out to you, certainly, you know, tweet us or Facebook us, whatever, you know, platform that you use, social media platform you use, certainly reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. And, Kaneen, you know, I just would like to say that, you know, I really appreciate our guest, Anthony. He's doing some great things. One thing he mentioned that I felt like was just really, really just a nugget and a key was he said, not brainstorming, he said heartstorming. I love that.
Yes. Wow. Anthony, if you listen, we're going to have to steal that from you.
I'm sorry. And I
love
to let
that.
Right. I was writing it down and I'm like, oh, I'll just say it. And I'm like, oh, wow. We can really use that really is, you know, key, because just like last night, we was brainstorming some information, you know, dealing with writing and now, you know, heartstorm. And I would say you heartstorm a lot when you're journaling, you know, because everything is coming from the heart and how you feel at that moment.
Yes.
And what you would like to see change is coming from your heart.
Absolutely.
I really like that. Brainstorming is when you're creating something. So that's awesome. Just awesome. So, you know, let us know what your heartstorming, you know. Speak to us. Let us know. Send us a shout out, you know, on Twitter or on Facebook, you know, or even email us, you know, if you don't want it public, just send us an email. And our email is writersnation3@gmail.com. And we will, you know, again, love to hear from you. And also, we're still looking for, you know, ghostwriters. So if you're a ghostwriter and you're interested in joining our team, the Writers Nation team, certainly reach out to us. Did you want to add anything to that, Kaneen?
Sure, yes. So I definitely want to let the world know some of the things that we're working on, some of the great things that we're working on to really develop you as a writer.
Yes.
Whatever you're writing, whether it's blogging, whether it's articles, whether it's a movie. And by the way, Shalonda and I are working on a play, and we have a client that is that wants us to write a movie. So we want to share that with you, and we are very excited and happy about that. And we want to know what project you're working on. And also, we're going to be adding a YouTube channel where we're going to have an after show. So for those who are not able to come on the call and ask a question or your feedback, for whatever reason, we have an after show, so you can go and you begin to watch the after show. We'll let you all know when that's coming. It's coming very, very soon, where we're going to get even further into the writing process. So we have a lot of wonderful opportunities coming up, and we want you a part of it. So one of the things, Shalonda, we did speak about, where we're going to work on ghostwriters. So again, if you are a ghostwriter, to come and contact us. And also, instead of brainstorming, we're looking for those who are willing to heartstorm to come up with ideas. So if you're not a writer, but you love to come up with ideas, you love to come up with stories, we want to hear from you. So definitely like us on Facebook by going to the Writers Nation, and also Twitter, which is at Writers with the S at the end, Writer_Nation. And we'll begin to offer wonderful tweets and treats and things like that for the upcoming weeks. And also, what we're going to be adding as well is a lot of contests and campaigns. And this is going to be excellent, because we're going to offer brainstorming or heartstorming things, where we're going to post a theme for the week on our Writers Nation Facebook page. And how it will work is, once we post that theme, you're into the contest, and you have a chance to win a coaching session with us. You'll also have a chance to win a $50 gift certificate, also gift certificates for Barnes & Nobles, credit cards, and all these different wonderful treats. So stay tuned, and we want to thank you all for listening. Shalonda, do you have anything to add before we close?
Thank you so much, Writers Nation, and we will see you next week. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Next week.
Yes, so thank you all for listening. Again, tune in every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can call 347-989-1363. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show, please visit writersnationradio.com. For more information about Tough Talk Radio Network, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.